Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, it's here already. It is the 9 o'clock stretch on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. We're coming up on 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What a full show it has been. And yet, here we are, almost a whole another hour yet to go. So, without further ado, as they like to say, I'm going to bring somebody that in that I've had a chance to kind of get to know a little bit over the last few months. I'm talking about Marshall Rawson, who's actually running for a local office. And good morning, Marshall. How are you today, sir?
Greg, doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Appreciate you getting up, and I know you got a busy day. Well, of course, hey, listen, if people don't know, anybody running for office, they have no idea the schedule you have to keep, especially when you got a family and a real job. But with all that in mind, for folks who aren't familiar with you, kind of give them a little bit of background and maybe why you're running and what you're running for.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate it, Greg. Well, a little bit about me. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a small commercial citrus grower. I'm an officer in the Florida State Guard, former collegiate decathlete, and I earned my law degree from the University of Florida, so go Gators.
Yeah.
See, the reasons why I'm running, in short, is because our constitutional rights are not bartering chips to be used between House committee chairs like current leadership has treated them as such. Given the privilege to represent District 10, they will be treated as the inalienable, God-given, non-negotiable rights that they are. I'm running because taxpayers need an advocate in Tallahassee, not just another cash cow for out-of-control local government. And I've been fighting property taxes in Bradford County, where I live, for the past 5 years. And I'm going to take that fight to Tallahassee. I've pledged not to support appropriations that are going to come with ongoing liabilities and ongoing burdens on the taxpayer. I'm running because every day we're losing 800 to 1,000 acres of our agricultural lands and our wild Florida, the Florida that we love, to suburban sprawl, shopping malls, and more foreign-owned gas stations. And I've been giving presentations for the past 4 years on the loss of these things and what we can do about it in Tallahassee to keep more green on the ground. And that is my prerogative in the legislature.
Now, you did mention, you mentioned Bradford. Now, the 10th District actually kind of touches parts of several counties. Kind of give people kind of an idea of what that map looks like, so they, because they may or may not know, because people don't always think about these things, unfortunately. They may not know whether you are someone that they can vote for if they like what you're running for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it is a relatively rural district. It encompasses Union County, Bradford County, Columbia County, Baker County, and North Alachua County. But gotcha. Also, I want to make the plug too, Greg. You know, just because I'm not in your district, of course, I would love your vote if you are in the district.
Sure.
But doesn't mean you can't be involved in this campaign. on many fronts, you know, because we all vote on the same matters in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's very realistic that you can have somebody in the panhandle or maybe even down in Central Florida that represents your values even more than wherever you currently live.
Sure.
So,
mm-hmm.
I would you know, encourage folks don't to feel so limited to, hey, I can't vote for him.
Right.
I'm not going to get involved because it all affects us. Everything that happens in Tallahassee affects us equally.
Talking to Marshall Ross, I'm running for the State House for the 10th District, and now you know if you're in there or not. What do you say to people who go, look, you know, we love your ideas, we like where you're going, you know, everything you say is what we believe in as God-fearing Americans here in Florida, but what can you do as one person? I'm sure you've heard that before.
That's right. Well, you can be a strong voice, and you can push the culture in the right direction at the very least. At the very least, if not, you know, and at the most, you know, you can move policy in the right direction too. I mean, and get policy passed, and that's why we need a strong advocate who has, you know, I've been an advocate and conservative activist for the past 15 years.
Right.
You know, I know what it's like to get in front of a stage and advocate on tough issues. It's a fool's errand to think that somebody's been either sitting on their tail for the past 10, 15 years of their life or self-aggrandizing, and then they're backed by all Tallahassee creepy crawlers, and then all of a sudden they're going to represent your values in Tallahassee.
Sure.
That just doesn't happen.
So that makes me ask then, okay, so, I mean, your resume, obviously pretty impressive, all the things you've been involved in, an athlete and, you know, business and all those things. So, and you've got a great, you've got a family that you're taking care of too. So what is it that at some point you said, okay, I've had all this background, I'm busy, I've got a business, I've got a family, but I'm going to run. What was it that kind of pushed you over that edge, you think?
Well, I mean, I started off as a Second Amendment advocate 15 years ago, and it's been one issue after the other. And the last one is just seeing the Florida that we love, Greg, mm-hmm. Deteriorate and be transformed on a daily basis. That is really what it's been eating me up for the past 4 or 5 years, every day.
Wow.
And so, you know, I've been doing what I can to give presentations, blowing the whistle on it and speaking at meetings and such. But, you know, I wanted to take it to the next level. So there's lots of issues, but the last issue has been, you know, preserving the home that we love for future generations and for us, you know, because, you know, it not only affects our culture when we lose our Florida, I'm talking about, you know, due to excessive out of control growth and sprawl, but, you know, our taxes go up too. Crime goes up, traffic congestion goes up. And you know, we have a strong economy that's built off of tourism and agriculture, and I don't want to see that go away.
Hmm. Now you mentioned, you know, the whole Second Amendment part. That I know that's important to you, and I noticed that you just got the nod of our friends because we have, you know, Luis Valdez is our Florida rep for representative for, you know, GOA, Gun Owners of America, and they have endorsed you. I think that's a pretty big thing. They don't just hand those out for nothing.
No, I'm super thrilled to have GOA's endorsement in this race. In fact, I'm honored the fact that I'm the only legislative candidate in the state of Florida for a state house or Senate seat that has gotten the GOA nod so far.
Yeah. And impressive.
Yeah. And so I'm honored to have it. In fact, we're going to be having a rally at Lawful Defense later today from 3 to 5 p.m. and would love folks to come out, you know, hear more from me on 2A issues and also hear from Lewis on 2A issues. I think it'll be a good event.
Oh, Lewis is always he's a great resource to the show here. And again, one thing, and it's kind of a little bunny trail here. I mean, you know, a lot of folks have supported NRA over the years, and the GOA kind of was always kind of to a lot of people, I think, that secondary thing. But the reality is, and I think that you would agree, that they probably do so much of the hard work at the street level. I say street level in the sense that they know what's really going on with the average gun owner and gun owner's rights. Mm-hmm. But, man, they really fight, and they will file lawsuits, and they will go after politicians who basically are doing the wrong thing, just like they endorse you for doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, GOA has a group of great bulldogs. And, you know, I'm not gonna badmouth the NRA, but when it comes to a non-compromise 2A organization that doesn't play the political games. Mm-hmm. That's GOA. You know, they do a fantastic job of that. And that's what voters and that's what advocates need. You know, somebody who's going to go to bat in an uncompromising fashion for them every day. And so I think it's a great, great fit.
Well, that is awesome. Marshall Rawson, again, running for the State House of Florida, District 10. Just a side note here. I don't know if you were listening earlier. Today is National Hamburger Day. I'm sure the beef folks got together with the bread people. They decided to make it National Hamburger Day. In your neck of the woods, as they say, what where are you going to get your best hamburger?
Well, whenever we go out, it's Bev's Burgers for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I confessed, even though I've been in the good state of Florida for 12 years, I've not been there yet. And folks have been calling in with all of their suggestions. But there you go. Another one for Bev. So, Marshall, thanks so much. Good luck with the event today. And, you know, keep us informed of how things are going on the campaign trail. Best of luck.
Greg, thanks a bunch. Great being on.
Always. Thank you so much. There's Marshall Rawson again, 10th District State House of Florida. And you can find out, you know, just look him up. He's on Facebook. You'll find all kinds of information. See if he agrees with what you agree with. See if you like him. See if you don't. See why he thinks you should vote for him. And there we go. We make our decisions from there, right? Hey, coming up, still plenty to talk about, but we are also about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. So be thinking about that. And we'll cover the headlines. We'll do what we got to do. We'll try to keep it between the ditches in Bob's absence right here. It's the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thanks so much for tagging along, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for Bob. We are coming up on 9:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, we are glad you're with us. And, of course, anytime you want to check in, feel free to jump in on whatever topic that we are on at the time. We'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet GMC Skylines, 877-W-SKY-TALK. Of course, Iran still continuing to be in our headlines, of course. And when you talk to the president, you're going to get a lot of impressions from him. When you talk to the Iranians, you're going to get some other views. Now, they say things like, you know, the whole uranium. The United States aren't even asking about that. It's all about other things. I don't know. It really comes down to the end of the day. Do we really think that the Iranians really want a peace deal?
Iran is very much intent. They want very much to make a deal. So far, they haven't gotten there. We're not satisfied with it, but now we will be. We will be either that or we'll have to just finish the job.
Oh, boy. See, that is the thing. I think a lot of folks are there already, have been for a while maybe. Finish the job. That is the key. I mean, I understand. The president is a negotiator. He wants to show patience. Because you know, if he had gone in and just blasted the whole country to smithereens, you know, a few weeks ago, while some of us would be going, well, they deserved that after 47 years. Anybody who's got Trump derangement syndrome, anybody on the left, the Democrat Party, he had no right to go do that. As if the Iranian government had been, you know, peace lilies all these years or something. No. But he really does believe they want one, and he has his reasons why.
I don't think they have a choice. They're just going back to the internet because they're getting clobbered. Their economy is in free fall. They have 250% inflation. Their money has no value. Their whole economic system is broken down.
Which is all true and all good. But here's the concern. When he made a comment, and I'll play it for you, about the financial sanctions and the frozen assets, that's kind of what's gotten us in trouble in the past with Obama and with Biden. Now, maybe the outcome would be different because maybe the negotiations will be different and there actually are more restrictions.
We have control of money that they claim is theirs. We'll keep control of that money. When they behave properly and when they do what's right, we'll let them have their money. But right now, we're not doing that. And it's one thing is not contingent on the other.
So I guess the question would then come into play. Okay, when they do the right thing. Okay, for how long do they have to do the right thing? How do we know they're really doing the right thing? Are they still funding Hezbollah and whoever, you know, Hamas, whatever the case may be? Which, pick your radical group. Just pick one, you know. They're supporting them all. They're funding them all. They're helping supply them with the money that they need to get some very serious weaponry, some of the drones and the high-tech stuff. That's because of the money that comes from the Iranians and the government. I mentioned the uranium and that whole thing. That's obviously a big deal for us, but so is the Strait.
We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it, but nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, so we'll have to blow them up. They understand that. They'll be fine.
We have to blow them up. Yeah? I kind of think that's where a lot of folks are right now. And so, again, now last week, as we've said, he was ready, according to what everyone was telling us, he was ready to go in and get it done. Get her done, right? And then we heard from multiple Middle Eastern countries that's like, hold on, Mr. President. The wheeling is going on. Things are looking pretty good. We might come to some agreements. I don't know. How do you put confidence in them? I appreciate that he tries. Because, again, if he had just gone in early and in the first week or two just wiped them out and you've got civilian losses and you've got all the things that go with that, collateral damage, as they like to call it, I think he would have paid a price for that too. And you'd have been reminded, he's a warmonger, he's a Nazi, he's all those things that we know aren't really true. But I don't know. That whole trusting them to do the right thing long term, I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in that. A little bit closer to home, one thing that has always confused me and frustrated me too, and I'm sure that it does you too, as a genuine, true red-blooded American, red, white, and blue, understand our values as Americans, what our country was based on. And yet, some folks, you offer them a handout, man, they will wrap themselves around that socialist, democrat, communism, you name it, which is how you get somebody like Zoran Mamdani as the mayor of New York City. New York City. Twin Towers, anyone? And multiple liberal cities around the country are now being run by people that a few years ago you would have thought, there's no stinking way. Absolutely no way. People aren't going to vote for that. They're not going to believe the lies of the handouts and put a socialist in office. Well, they keep doing it. One of the big things with Mamdani was his his Harlem grocery store. Yeah, going to have a great grocery store. Man, food is going to be so cheap, it's almost like we're giving it away. Well, nothing's free, right? You do a little searching, a little analyzing, if you will, and realize how much taxpayers' money has been spent already. First off, the location where this grocery store was going to be is in an area that actually had some taxpayer-funded facelift money a few years ago. Not a little money either. I'm talking about $25 million. That's quite a facelift. Now, I know a few people who could use one, and they probably could spend that much, but I digress. And then Mamdani comes along. He chooses this exact site in this area for a $30 million government-owned grocery store there in East Harlem. So you got $25 million here, you got $30 million there. Pretty soon, it sure is a whole lot of spending taxpayer money for cheap groceries in one neighborhood. I don't know. Is that got a good return on investment to you? But hey, they voted in a socialist. What do they expect? They got what they got. I don't know if it's what they expected. It's going to be interesting to watch and see how this all turns out and how many more tax dollars are going to be spent. Hey, coming up on 928, it's the Bob Rose Show and 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope your Thursday morning is going so far. I mean, here we are. We can actually see the weekend. We like, you know, because Thursday kind of gets, you know, left out, I guess. I guess we kind of think of it as Friday Eve because that adds a little more optimism, I suppose. And maybe that's what we probably need a little more of, optimism. In fact, we're just about 10 minutes or so away from things that make you smile. Be aware of that. We'd love to have you jump in on that. We are coming up on 9:35. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose on the appropriately named Bob Rose Show. Glad that you are checking us out today and that you're a part of it. Been a busy morning. Had city manager of Newberry, Jordan Marlowe, on in the 8 o'clock hour talking about Father's Fest. And you can find out more about that. Just check it out on Facebook. And then had Marshall Rawson on in the 9 o'clock hour a little while ago talking about his run for the State House, Florida 10th District. And he's all over social media as well. You can find out more about that, where he's going to be today. Such things. So, and if you missed those conversations and would like to really kind of go, okay, I guess I overslept or I missed that. Well, we'd never want you to miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show podcast. And, of course, you can find it on Odyssey, iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you get your podcast. And everybody listens to those, right? Okay. There are things going on in the world that aren't necessarily directly political, but it's people doing stupid things and getting caught. Now, you would think if you were a smart guy and you work for Google, you're a software engineer. You're probably a smart guy. The problem with sometimes with smart people is they think they're smarter than everybody else. Anyway, this person is being arrested, has been arrested, and charged with insider trading for using confidential internal data to win over $1 million. Now, this is all about this whole prediction platform Polymarket. We talked about this whole concept a few weeks back when a member of the military predicted when Maduro would be snatched up and taken away. Well, how would anybody know that unless they were involved in it and had insider information? Now, that could have been detrimental because someone could have seen that and gone, wait a minute, how would somebody know they're going to get him? Uh-oh, they're going to get him. And word could have gotten back to him because that was an amazing extraction. It really was. It went to our advantage. But this guy, again, Google software engineer, smart guy, he decides that he's going to use this Polymarket platform and he's going to do a little predicting. Now, a story that we've not been talking about, it's made some headlines. It's more of an entertainment thing, but yet it was a murder thing, involved a singer named David. He spells his name kind of funky with a four in the middle. And it involved a teen and a body in his trunk and things like that. Anyway, this guy decided, and he goes by the account name of Alpha Raccoon, okay, go figure, he placed a series of bets predicting that the singer David would be Google's number one most searched person in 2025. And I looked at the list. There were some really well-known people on that list. I mean, we're talking searching for one person's name on Google. And who would be number one? And here, again, is an artist that a lot of people don't know who he is. They didn't hear the news story. They don't follow it. But somehow, Mr. Alpha Raccoon says, oh, no, I am betting that he is going to be the number one search on Google. Well, that should have been a red flag anyway. Again, somebody who, according to some experts, say there was a near zero probability of betting on the market on this one. A near zero probability. So why would anybody do that? Why would you waste money if you didn't know something, if you weren't on the inside, if you didn't have that extra little bit of information? Well, turned out that $1 million isn't going to do him a whole lot of good. Southern District of New York charging him with commodities fraud, wire fraud, money laundering. And apparently the folks at Polymarket, they're actually helping along any information law enforcement needs, because obviously this was, again, a little insider info, insider trading, if you will. Shouldn't happen. Not supposed to work that way. You shouldn't do that, but he did. And now he will pay the price. And sometimes, again, people in important or just maybe advantageous situations, using information they have, using access, sometimes do make the wrong decision. Here we've got a former CIA official. Now, we're not talking about an agent. This person actually, the way they describe it, is a senior executive service level employee, for whatever that means in the CIA. So here's what happened. You've got this person that has access to some funds, to some cash that they keep some stored in their office for official use. Okay. But during an audit, and see, that's the thing. Audits, they find out all kinds of stuff. So there was a routine audit, and some of these assets, some of this cash was missing from official custody. Well, that got the attention of the CIA, who then referred the matter to federal investigators. So the FBI is investigating. And so now a former, obviously, high-ranking CIA employee, official, who had apparently lied about his credentials, got a $77,000 bonus for some military leave that wasn't legit, had lied about his background, about his military position. FBI agents found, get this, $40 million worth of gold bars. It's 303 gold bars worth $40 million. I mentioned the cash that's supposed to be kept, you know, locked up in his office for certain official uses. Yeah, when they went and they counted the money there, that came up a little short. Because in addition to $40 million worth of gold bars, David Rush, former CIA employee, had $2 million in cash. Now, I've seen stacks of cash in related to a law enforcement bust, and I'm wondering what denominations these were in, because $2 million, even in large denomination bills, is a lot of dollars, $2 million worth. Oh, and then one thing that's, and I've got some friends who do a lot of this, that they like to spend money on are watches. Hey, and nice watches are not cheap. I just stuck my toe in the water and went, whoa, this is more expensive than guns. Sometimes cars. Watches can be expensive. But Mr. Rush apparently had enough funds to have purchased nearly 36 Rolex watches. Now, on the low end, used vintage are, $4,000 or $5,000. If you're buying a new one, the low end is probably $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. Certain models, because they just become so desirable, are actually worth more on the pre-owned market than the new market. I know, because there's one that I like that I wish I had, and I don't have $11,000 to buy a used Rolex with. But I digress. Nearly 36 luxury Rolex watches, $40 million in gold and $2 million in cash. That would explain why you're a former CIA official. But you just kind of wonder, I mean, where is it, I guess, at some point where people think, you know, the kind of crime that I'm going to commit, I'm not the first person to commit this crime. These crimes have been committed before, and people got caught. But me, I'm so smart. I am so slick. I know the system. I know the routine. I can get by with it. And that apparently is what they think. Little narcissistic tendency going on there, maybe? I don't know. But man, when you're ripping off the government, when you're ripping off the CIA, I just don't think they're going to take too kindly to that. And I don't see life working out all that well for him. And probably we can pretty much assume no future military or government service whatsoever. Last couple of days, it's actually been the politics of the election, in particular Texas. Pardon me while I sip my coffee. My voice is a little tired this morning, as you can understand. One of them, the big win, was Ken Paxton over John Cornyn. Of course, what was it that did it? Literally within the last week or two of the campaign, in a campaign that a lot of money had been spent on, but Cornyn had raised multiple times over more than Ken Paxton. And usually it's follow the money and that's who wins. Was not the case. You had the nod of the president. So, you know, it's done. Ken Paxton won by a good amount. And so Trump actually came out being a nice guy. You know, hey, you had the battle. You move on. Said congratulations to Ken Paxton. A tremendous win. And to John Cornyn for having run a strong and powerful race. But more importantly, having had a truly great career. I think it's nice to compliment someone's career when you just pretty much ended it. Trump goes on to say, John will remain my friend for a long time to come. Maybe. As we both watch Ken become a fantastic common sense senator, one who is respected by all. So now Trump also wasted no time in kind of bashing the general election opponent. I've talked about him earlier, a Democrat, James Tallarico. This guy is, man, he's on the wrong side, literally. He's on the wrong side of everything. He's strong for open borders. And again, this is in Texas, okay? He's weak on crime. He thinks there are multiple genders, multiple as in more than two, okay? Has made insulting comments about Jesus, is wrong on abortion, will never support the military. Trump even said he was a big mask wearer until recently. And he's a vegan who dislikes meat. Not exactly a good way if you're wanting to win an election in Texas. And got to concur on that. There's a lot of things that he is for that Texans are against. And there's things that he's against that a lot of Texans would be for. And then he got Beto O'Rourke going, oh, yeah, this guy, he's going to be in. He's the 51st vote for the Senate. He's going to be in there. But if you trust anything Beto O'Rourke says, then delusional or deceived, maybe a couple of words that come into play. All right, so that's enough of the doom, the gloom, the bad, the ugly. How about some good? How about it's time for things that make you smile? I'll come up with a couple, but maybe you've got some you'd like to share. I'd love to hear from you. Things that make you smile brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. They keep Bob smiling oh so pretty. Let's get you lined up. If you'd like to be a part of it this morning, you got something on your mind that does make you smile. It could be something the family, something your church, the community, something we've talked about today. You got that favorite burger? You can share that too because it is National Hamburger Day. I'd love to know where you get yours. So give us a call now, 877-975-9825, 877-WSKYTALK. Things that make you smile on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. And a smile, that is the goal of this segment every day, Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Maybe you've got something that is making you smile you'd like to jump on. We'll get you in this morning. Here are the numbers for you, 877-975-9825. That's 877-WSKYTALK. Let's say good morning to Kay. What's making you smile, Kay?
Oh, well, we have mud puddles. I live out in the country on dirt roads. Haven't seen a mud puddle in so long. It is just beautiful mud puddles all over the place. I'm just so pleased. And not only that, I'm having Georgia peaches for breakfast, and oh, my God in heaven, they are wonderful. Thank you, Greg.
Oh, you have an awesome day, Kay. She always brings a smile to our face no matter what's going on. And whoever thought that mud puddles, you know, I mean, you know, we joke and we talk about, you know, we should be appreciative of the little things in life. Who would have thought a mud puddle would be one of those? But I totally get it. I was glad that suddenly my lawn was the same color as the weeds that were growing very well and doing just fine, apparently, despite the drought. Now they all blend in together and I've got to take care of the weeds. Hey, you know, there was an event that we had Jordan Marlowe on earlier this morning. He is the city manager at Newberry. Dads, you need to check this out. I want you to go to Facebook, or you can get on the page there for the city of Newberry. Father's Fest is coming up. It's going to be the Saturday after Father's Day. The 21st is actually Father's Day. This event is on the 27th. It sounded like a lot of fun. We're talking about food. We're talking about music. All kinds of things just wrapped around the concept of dad and appreciation. Nothing against the moms. We know we appreciate you, and we know that you work a lot harder. We know that. But I think it's pretty cool that they are doing that and some other things going on in Newberry. In fact, we're going to have the mayor, Tim Martin, on tomorrow to talk about a groundbreaking groundbreaking that happened earlier this week. But that is all going on there. You know, when somebody has gone through a tough time, this is a story that actually did make me smile. You know, it just seems like there's an extra blessing at certain times when you're going through some difficult times. When something good happens, you're like, oh, thank goodness, I really needed that. You've got a woman who was grieving, and I'll tell you why in a second. Kashia Smith, she's from Pennsylvania. She was actually in Arkansas. Maybe you've heard of the Crater of Diamonds State Park. People have been going there for decades, and they let you do some digging, and you will find natural diamonds there. Man, people have found some really cool ones. You get them cut, they can be worth a fortune. Anyway, she found one, a 3.09-carat diamond. A 3-carat diamond. That is pretty cool. Officials described the gorgeous gem as having a flat, smooth appearance and measuring about the size of a bead. Well, I mean, beads come in all sizes, but even if it's just a medium size, we're talking, again, 3-carat diamond. That's pretty cool. And here's the deal. Colorless. Oh, my goodness. That value just shot up. Very few unique inclusions and part of it around the edges. You couldn't ask for anything better than that. But here's why it was such an amazing story, to me at least. I mentioned that she was grieving. She had lost her son in October and buried her father just days before the trip to Arkansas. Oh, can you imagine? I mean, you're going through such a tough time. You travel with her boyfriend and her brother, and they got to the park and, you know, did the typical digging around. And she's doing some digging, and suddenly the color of the dirt this year was a different color. And she saw something shining, and that little shining thing in that darkness was that 3-carat diamond. So that, I thought, was pretty cool. And the other thing that makes me smile is when people do good things for other people. And this one, you've got this guy. It goes by the name of Bluffin' Bob. He's actually a gambling content creator. His real name is Bobby, but he's Bluffin' Bob. He's got like 700,000 followers on Instagram. This is kind of the thing that he does. So he's on a cruise ship here a while back, and he's already won a bunch of money. And he goes up to one of the people that's working there, one of the crew members that was kind of helping him out, and asked, Jinky is what the person goes by, what's the largest tip that she had ever received on board? And she said $300, which, hey, $300, that's a pretty decent tip. He hands her, get this, $5,000 as a tip. Now, again, this is content for his channel, the whole bit. And first off, she's like, are you serious? He says, yes, I'm serious. And then she's like, is the money real? I mean, if somebody gives you $5,000, you might go, I want to make sure that this is legit. Is this? Yeah, because he won it on the ship. Gambling, and he gave it to her as a tip. That makes me smile, and that is pretty cool. And that is Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Hey, we are coming up on 9:57. Up next, yeah, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy. And it's time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy. So, you know, we all like to take a cruise. That's kind of fun. Well, a guy is actually suing Carnival over burns that he received walking across a hot pool deck. Says he was barefoot, only walked about 20 steps away on the Lido deck from the pool back to his chair because the goal was he was going to put his shoes back on. Well, turns out he got some serious burns and suffered a lot of pain, and now he is suing. Now, usually I would say, okay, come on, you should have known better. Well, it turns out that complaints against the material on the deck that they have used, those were known as far back as 2014, that they would get really, really hot. And apparently Carnival, well, they're claiming negligence against Carnival, saying you didn't warn passengers, you knew about it, and you still used it, and you didn't let us know. He's seeking over $5 million and a jury trial. That deck, the trip to the pool, is The Smoking Gun. Thanks for being a part of the show. Have a great one. See you tomorrow.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.